In the last few years, we've been working from Mexico, Spain, Italy, and a little bit in Germany as well. Having that freedom of building a business remote, completely digital, and really be location independent is huge. It's something that has a huge value for me.
Welcome to the High Value Skills Podcast. I am your host, Simon Parsons, and this is the show dedicated to helping millennials move away from a career that you hate and build an online business that you love, one that gives you the freedom and the income that you deserve. Now, don't forget to hit the subscribe button. Let's dive in.
Hello, everybody. Hello, Simon. My name is Katie. I am a multi-interested with a passion for well-being, personal development, and nature. What I really love doing is helping purpose-driven entrepreneurs to regain best energy and high performance through nutrition. It's about mindful and intuitive nutrition, habits, healthy habits. And I work together as well with my business and life partner, Marcus. We founded the Energy Lab, and it's about mixing nutrition, movement, and mindfulness for greater well-being, health, and performance. The way we help our clients on our one-on-one or on company side, it's not only what we do for our business, but it's also our life. That's about the way we live. We created a business that not only matches our lifestyle, but also creates our lifestyle, because the remote first and digital approach was super important for us. We wanted to be free to change location, to work from nice places, and that was not really possible in my previous job. So my background is in automotive. I worked 10 years in the automotive industry, and I was creating a side hustle during the time and helping people to be healthier, fitter through nutrition. And that was the moment when I realized that starting to ask myself about my purpose, how I wanted to grow, develop myself, where I start to see that there was no alignment. My intentionality in creating my life was not really strong. And that was the first seed in my mind that really helped me to think about where do I want to go? What do I want to do? How do I want to spend my time and energy? And that was the biggest question that brought me to take the decision of leaving a job and start my entrepreneurial journey. Throwing back at my corporate career, and looking at my entrepreneurial journey now, I can definitely see a few common things that I've been bringing through. Of course, it's completely different industry, completely different topics. But if I think about, for example, the relationship building with clients that I used to have during my job, it's super critical now in an entrepreneurial journey. On the other side as well, the discipline and the organization of working, the structure of the way of working, it's even more important when you build a business from scratch, because you need to wear all the hats, you need to think of things from scratch, and that's even more important than when you have a boss, a career, some structure inside what you're doing. So I really value those skills that I'm using it. So as I mentioned, there are like a few things that were key for me to switch and to start an entrepreneurial journey. The alignment, so align with my own purpose, because I can see directly through the results of my clients, I can see the results of my work. So my clients' success is my own success. And that's something that I was missing, seeing that direct link between what I'm doing and the impact I'm having on the life of even one person or a group of people. That's awesome. On the other side as well, freedom. In the last few years, we've been working from Mexico, Spain, Italy, and a little bit in Germany as well. Having that freedom of building a business remote, completely digital, and really be location independent is huge. It's something that has a huge value for me. My personal why is the link between our health, so the health of each of us, with the health of our planet. There is like a gap between everything which is fitness, health, well-being, and on the other side, all the topics related to circular economy, sustainability, and similar topics. And this gap, it's exactly where we come in, because each of us, not only me, because I'm spreading the word for a healthy me, healthy planet, it's really about each of us. We live in a planet where we need to thrive. And we can do that only if we do that in alignment and in balance with the environment. Otherwise, there's not going to be a sustainable, healthy me. So if each of us looks only at his own, what is in front of his own nose and doesn't look behind, probably we're not going to have a sustainable way of building health, well-being and wealth. The one moment that I can call like an epiphany for my entrepreneurial journey, a better for the switch from my previous life to my current one, it was the moment when I started to think about my own definition of success. I realized that I was buying on someone else's success definition or society definition of success, or probably the one that I was building myself through the years in a non-intentional way. So that moment when I start to write down what is success for me, and I linked it to that freedom of working with who I want and following my own purpose. So this was a haha moment for me. A couple of tips that I would like to give to somebody who's thinking of starting an entrepreneurial journey or is just starting now. It's treasure, trust, and time. Treasure, trust. If you don't believe yourself, you won't convince anybody, or you won't have that energy and then power of doing it. So trust in the process. And then time, being patient, thinking that whatever you're doing, where you're putting a lot of energy and your time is going to take time to give its fruits. So for probably my generation as millennial, or I don't know if even more, maybe the youngest one, there is always this this thing that it needs to happen right away. And of course, there are things that happen right away. There is this connection between what we're doing and the results that we need to see in a moment. But when you're building a business from scratch, you need to have as well that trust, to give the trust that time that is going to work. Of course, it's not only waiting that it's going to work. You're going to put a lot of brain power, of thoughts, and all of your learnings, and you're going to learn all the time. So keep on learning. But trust the fact that you will take some time, or it will take some time for you to see the first fruits. And one other thing that if I think about myself in the past years, it's still related to time. It's don't wait for the perfect time. There's never going to be a perfect time to start a business. Sometimes we procrastinate, like I think, okay, if I get, you know, to saving that amount of money and then that amount of money and then that amount of time, like I changed myself, my mind like 1,000 times before taking the leap, which was good. It had some positive aspects on it, but at the same time, there's really never going to be the perfect time. So if you're still thinking about it and you've been thinking about it for a while and you've been procrastinating for a while, take that damn decision and make the choice. Don't wait for the perfect time, because there will never be a perfect time. I hope that with what I shared today, I was able to give you an idea, some food for thoughts, or even a small inspiration. If you want to connect with me, I'm very happy to hear from you. And thanks, Simon, for having me on your show. What you're doing is super cool.